from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast on shortwave on frequencies of 3325 kHz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.
Hello listeners, welcome to English Bulletin over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Here is our program summary for today. We will bring you first our news, followed by news from across the country, Today in History, My Indonesia, and News in Brief. We will continue our program for today with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. We will conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today, our Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the news.
This is RRI World Service with the news. President Joko Widodo inaugurated the Time Capsule Monument in Merauke, Papua on Friday. This instantly becomes a trending topic. The time capsule containing the seven dreams of Indonesian children is permanently placed in the monument and will only be opened in 2085. As quoted by Antara News Agency, he said that in 2085 it will be opened by Indonesian next generation to see if the seven big dreams will have been realized by then. Hence, this is not a common monument, but it is a monument of Indonesian dreams. The dreams were summed up from children across Indonesia's 34 provinces that were written and placed in the time capsule. This includes that firstly, the intelligence of Indonesian human resources would surpass that for other nations in the world. Secondly, the Indonesian community upholds pluralism and civility as well as religious and ethical values. Thirdly, Indonesia will be a center of education, technology, and world civilization. And fourthly, people and officials are free of corrupt behavior. The fifth dream is that infrastructure will be developed evenly across the country, while the sixth dream is Indonesia will become a self-reliant and influential country in the Asia-Pacific region, and the last is Indonesia will become a barometer of the world's economic growth. The 10th Country Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, is expected to adopt the Indo-Pacific concept in 2019. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Director General of ASEAN Cooperation at the Foreign Ministry, Jose Antonio Morato Taraves, said on Friday that the concept of Indo-Pacific launched by Indonesia and ASEAN received positive response from the heads of state or government attending the regional summit meeting. Thus, it is expected that the 2019 there will be joint statement of ASEAN's Indo-Pacific when the heads of state and government gather at the 34th summit meeting of ASEAN in Thailand. He also said that the Indo-Pacific is a concept initiated by Indonesia giving emphasis on soft approach. Indo-Pacific seeks to strengthen cooperation among participants. Indo-Pacific seeks to strengthen cooperation among participation countries in the East Asia Summit Conference and other partners among the Indian Ocean Rim countries. President Joko Widodo emphasized the importance of a two-state solution to resolve the Palestinian-Israeli issue while addressing ASEAN leaders and U.S. Vice President Mike Pence in Singapore on Thursday. Speaking at the 6th ASEAN-US Summit on the sideline of the 33rd ASEAN Summit in the city state. President Joko Widodo has also called two-state solution as the only peaceful way to ensure an independent Palestine. As quoted by Antara News Agency on Friday, he believed that the two-state solution will not merely end the Palestinian-Israeli conflicts, but it will also help create peace and stability in the Middle East and entire world. Hence, he urged all parties to pay further attention to a collective endeavor to resolve the Palestinian-Israel issue through the two-state solution, as it is believed to be able to bring lasting peace and justice to the region. The Policy Development and Assessment Agency of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs will hold the regular oil palm course 2018 from November 19 up to 26, with participants from 11 countries in a bid to popularize Indonesia's sustainable palm oil program. Antara News Agency reported on Friday that the Ministry of Foreign Affairs said in its Palm Plantation Fund Management Agency, or BPDS-KS, the Bogor Institute of Agriculture and the University of Jambi. The activity, scheduled to be opened on Monday, would be held in Bogor for three consultants, researchers, environment activists, and academicians from countries such as Australia, the Netherlands, Czech, Hungary, Britain, Italy, France, Poland, Russia, Slovakia, and Spain. In the fifth 3 days, participants would be given lectures regarding policy, facts, and discovered. The palm oil of business or organizational structure in general, as well as research and development. In the next 5 days, they will conduct field visits to Jambi province and palm oil certificate and roundtable on a sustainable palm oil certificate. Supplies of food and other basic necessities usually run short during Christmas and New Year in Indonesia. Thus, it often results in price hike and inflation. On Thursday, the Institute for Development of Economics and Finance, or INDEF, drew the government's attention to inflation of the year-end volatile food prices. As quoted by Antara News Agency on Friday, INDEF researcher Riza Anissa Pujarama stated that based on the pattern of inflation movement data from 2014 up to 2017, inflation on the prices of goods always begins to increase in November and goes down in January. He also stated that inflation in the food sector in December had always been higher than the general inflation in the past 8 years. Food prices usually began to crawl up in November and reach their peak in December. Hence, the Ministry of Trade is developing 2,060 personnel to check the available stocks of basic necessities and price across Indonesia. The governor of Bank Indonesia, Peri Warjio, said in Jakarta on Friday that BI will introduce a regulation on the mechanism for the placement of foreign exchange from the export proceeds, the special account it would open. As issued immediately in December, the special account will be opened to increase the control and supervision of DHE that comes in and is put in the domestic financial system. The government and Bank Indonesia issued is put in the domestic financial finance. Government and Bank Indonesia issued the 16th package of economic policies on Friday that includes a policy to obligate the placement of DHE in the domestic financial system. The DNA which are obligated to be put in the term are those from the DHE which are obligated to be DHE since the first domestic financial system. The DHE which are obligated to be put in the system are those who natural resources exploitation businesses, particularly are those from natural resource exploitation business, particularly actual those from natural resource exploitation MR business, particularly those whose exports are valued higher than imports to business. The DHE which are obligated to be put in the system are those from natural resource exploitation business, particularly those whose exports are valued higher than imports. Governor Wargeo also said that the account is urgently needed to harmonize the export data, and DHE, for example, Qatar's the Directorate of Customs exercise, Bank Indonesia, and demand of tax in a bid to ensure effective supervision. The Indonesian currency rupiah gained positive domestic sentiment against the US dollar, trading at level of 14,595 per dollar from earlier level of 14,665 in interbank transaction on Friday. As quoted by Antara News Agency, senior analysis of government self-assessment continue until Friday morning on a bit on off. However, he explains that warning from the governor of U.S. Central Bank that it might have yet to raise its fund rate international problem in Europe, such as related to Brexit negotiations in Britain and budget from in Europe, such as related to Brexit negotiations in Britain and budget from in Italy, put the euro and pound sterling under pressure. Such situation could trigger a sugar in the US dollar. He hopes that there are some positive domestic sentiments of the US dollar. The earlier, however, he explained that warning from the governor of US Central Bank that it might have yet to raise its fund rate and internal problem in Europe, such as related to Brexit negotiations in Britain and budget problem in Italy, put the euro and pound sterling under pressure. Such a situation could trigger a surge in the US dollar. He hoped that there are more positive domestic sentiments to keep rupiah in its green territory. Rupiah is expected to hover around 14,655 per dollar on the closing trading day in this week. Well, listeners, here is the news read by Ahmad Faisal.
From across the country, unique and interesting information from across Indonesia.
This is RRI VOI with news from across the country that presents interesting information from around Indonesia within a week. I'll start with the first news from Magelang, Central Java. The community on the slopes of Mount Sumbing, Genito Village, Windusari, Magelang Regency, Central Java, on Tuesday held a ritual called Tobacco Marriage in Sendang, Piwakan Spring. Cultural observer Agus Merapi led the prayer at Sendang, Piwakan, while carrying two tobacco plants supposed to be married in hopes of bringing the fertility of tobacco plants in Genito village. He said the activity was a gesture of gratitude for the good tobacco harvest and hope that the next year's harvest will be even better. The married tobacco is believed to be male tobacco by the name of Kiai Pulung Soto and female tobacco Nyai Srintil. In a ritual of marrying tobacco, the community also made mountains of crops or gunungan, which at the end of the ritual were contested. Genito village head Trasmantio said that the majority of the people in Genito village were tobacco farmers. He said that the price of tobacco at this year's harvest was quite good, reaching 75,000 rupiahs per kilogram. Tobacco production this year has also increased, but it's different when in 2017, tobacco prices dropped because the quality was not good enough. Mm-hmm. The second news came from Solo, Central Java. Surakarta Hadiningrat Sultanate Palace, KKSH, officially started the Sekaten 2018 event with the sign of the two sacred gamelan sounds of the palace, namely Kiai Guntur Madu Gamelan and Kiai Guntur Sari in the Solo Palace area on Tuesday. Meanwhile, gamelan Kiai Guntur Madu is placed on the south side of the mosque, namely in Bangsal Pradanga, while the Kiai Guntur Sari gamelan is placed on the north side of the mosque, namely in Praganga Ward. Chairman of the Solo Grand Mosque Takmir, Muhtarom, said that the gamelan was sounded for 7 consecutive days after the midday prayers starting at 2 p.m. As long as the gamelan is sounded, he said the community carries out the tradition of nginang, or chewing food betel leaf with gambir, tobacco, cantil flower, and betel lime or injet. Meanwhile, the pengageng parentah of the Keraton Solo GPH, Dipo Kusumo, said that the purpose of Sekaten was to commemorate the birth of the Prophet Muhammad. He said one of the activities that is identical to Sekaten is the people's market, adding that maintaining a traditional impression is important because the essence of the people's market is the process of buying and selling from the people and for the people. The location of the people's market is around the square, the mosque up to around the Solo Palace with permission issued by the Solo Palace. The latest news from Pamekasan, East Java. Santri of the Banyu Anyar Islamic Boarding School, Pamekasan, East Java, won the Asian Musabaqoh Hifzil competition, which was held in Jakarta from November 9 to 11, 2018. Previously, Dodi also won first place in the regional Musabaqoh Hifzil Quran MHQ, East Java, at the Al Amanah Modern Islamic Boarding School in Sidoarjo. According to the head of Tafziz Darul Ulum High School Khalilur Rahman, the competition was the fourth Asian Musabaqoh Hifzil of Asian, held by Darun Najah Islamic Boarding School in Jakarta in cooperation with Qatar. The competition was attended by a number of countries such as Cambodia, Singapore, Myanmar, Brunei Darussalam, Malaysia, Thailand, the Philippines, and Qatar. Previously at the Asian level, Dodi won third place, while first place was won by participants from Cambodia, and the second place was won by participants from Banten, Indonesia. Well, listener, that was news from across Indonesia.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
Listeners, this is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, with Today in History. We start from November 17, 1950. Tenzin Gyatso, the 14th Dalai Lama, was appointed as Tibetan leader. Tenzin Gyatso succeeded the 13th Dalai Lama when he was 3 years old. He was appointed as the leader of Tibet when the People's Republic of China's troops occupied the region. After the loss of the Tibetan movement in 1959, Tenzin Gyatso took refuge in India and established the Tibetan government during his exile. Tenzin Gyatso is the first Dalai Lama to visit Western countries. In 1989, he won the Nobel Peace Prize. When presenting a lecture on March the 10th, 2011, the 14th Dalai Lama expressed his aspiration regarding the constitutional change made by Tibetan government in exile to terminate the role of Dalai Lama as head of the Tibetan state and replace him by an elected leader. If the change is accepted by the Tibetan parliamentary in exile, the 14th Dalai Lama would no longer serve as the political leader of Tibet, despite of still serving as the spiritual leader of Tibet. He officially resigned as the Tibetan political leader before the Tibetan parliamentary in exile in Dharamsala, India, on March 14, 2011. The next information is about the establishment of the Zapatista National Liberation Army of Mexico in November 17, 1983. The Zapatista National Liberation of Army is a revolutionary armed group headquartered in Chiapas, Mexico. Most of the members were indigenous people of Mexico, but the group also gained support from people in city and international revolutionary groups. A lot of people think the Zapatista movement was the first anti-violence postmodern revolutionary group, using modern technology such as satellite phone and internet to get both domestic and international supports. The Zapatista movement captured the world's attention through their inspiring strategies since its beginning. Zapatista accommodated their members to discuss various perspectives on politics. The last information is about the inauguration of Arnold Schwarzenegger as Californian governor on November 17, 2003. Arnold Alois Schwarzenegger is an actor, bodybuilder, politician from the Republican Party, as well entrepreneur. He served as Californian governor from 2003 to 2011. He was elected as Californian governor on October 3, 2003. Based on the result of the Californian general elections. The election was accelerated in a bid to replace Gray Davis as the governor. Schwarzenegger was appointed to replace Gray Davis' position, was about to over in January 2007. That was Today in History.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
This is RRI VOI with daily segment My Indonesia, which today is on Ministry of Agriculture distributes cattle to breeders. The Directorate General of Livestock and Animal Health, DGPKH, of the Ministry of Agriculture distributes more than 1,000 Brahman cross cattle for breeders as an effort to accelerate the increase in domestic cattle population. The Director General of Animal Husbandry and Health, I. Ketut Diarmita, in a written statement received by Antara in Jakarta, Thursday, November 15th, said the addition of cattle from Australia is expected to increase investment sources and become the foundation for self-sufficiency in beef, launched in 2022. In general, the total addition of broods in 2018 is targeted to reach 6,000 and will be distributed to farmers in 110 districts and cities in 24 provinces which are cattle centers. Recipients of brood cattle in 2018 are groups that have been selected, both from providing cattle feed sources and their experience in managing broodstock. The recipient of broodstock assistance is spread in 80 groups of farmers and 2 regional technical implementation units located in 5 provinces, namely Yogyakarta, West Kalimantan, Central Java, East Java, and West Java. Recipients of broodstock cattle are the result of verification carried out by a team consisting of a Superior Livestock Breeding Center and Animal Feed Forage, Batu Raden and related district and provincial livestock services. Diarmita said the target was that in 2 years maintenance had grown about 50% of the initial total. Meanwhile, Director of Breeding and Livestock Production of the Ministry of Agriculture Sugiono confirmed that 1,225 cows from Australia entered Indonesia on October 30, 2018, which had previously been carried out by Pre-Shipment Inspection, PSI, in their home countries. In addition, Head of Superior Livestock Breeding and Forage, Batu Raden Livestock Center, Sintong Hutasoit, said to ensure the cows that came were healthy, his team had previously reviewed the arrival of the cows at Tanjung Intan Port, Cilacap. Furthermore, the cows have also been quarantined for 7 days at the Cilacap Animal Quarantine Installation. Based on the results of the quarantine action, the cows have been declared 100% healthy. Their appetite is very good and do not show symptoms of animal disease, so the certificate of animal health has been issued. In an effort to increase the population, in addition to imported broods, several efforts were also made by the Ministry of Agriculture, namely accelerating the increase of cattle population through compulsory bovine broodstock special efforts, then strengthening 7 breeding technical implementation units by producing quality cow or buffalo seeds, as well as reducing the number slaughtering productive females. According to Dear Mita, the government also encourages private investors to invest their capital in the world of livestock on a large scale. Well, listener, that was my Indonesia.
This is RI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
The news in brief.
President Joko Widodo inaugurated the Time Capsule Monument in Merauke, Papua on Friday. The 10 Country Association of Southeast Asian Nation or ASEAN is expected to adopt the Indo-Pacific concept in 2019. President Joko Widodo emphasized the importance of a two-state solution to resolve the Palestinian-Israel issue while addressing ASEAN leaders and U.S. Vice President Mike Pence in Singapore on Wednesday. The Policy Development and Assessment Agency of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs will hold the regular Power Oil Palm COS 2018 from November 1926, with participants from 11 countries in a bid to popularize Indonesia's sustainable palm oil program. Supplies of food and other basic necessities usually run short during Christmas of New Year in Indonesia. Governor of Bank Indonesia, Per Wijayanto, said that in Jakarta, there is that BI will introduce a regulation on the mechanism for the regular of foreign exchange from exports needed. In a special account, it would happen, as quoted by Antara News Agency, account will be issued in governments. Governor of Bank Indonesia, Peri Warjio, said in Jakarta on Friday that Bank Indonesia will introduce a regulation on the mechanism for the placement of foreign exchange from export proceeds in a special account it would open. The Indonesian currency rupiah gained positive domestic sentiments against US dollar, trading at the level of 14,595 per dollar from earlier level of 14,665 in the interbank transaction on Friday. As quoted by Antara News Agency, senior analyst of Control Self-Assessment Research Institute Reza Priyambada on Friday that rupiah gain continue until Friday morning on a number of positive domestic sentiments. That was the news in brief.
You are still tuned to Voice of Indonesia, broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 3325 kHz. You can also listen through audio streaming at www.voinews.id. Listeners, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will invite you to Central Java to enjoy the beauty and the uniqueness of Rejenu, water springs with three flavors, Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, on www.voinews.id. Listener, natural tourism object which will be discussed is from one of regions in Indonesia. The tourism object has certain uniqueness so that it attracts many tourists to visit it. This tourism object is Air Tiga Rasa Rejenu, water spring that has three flavors, which is located at Japan Village, Dawe District, Kudus Regency, Central Java. Listener, about its location, Air Tiga Rasa Rejenu is actually located on the eastern slope of Mount Muria and has a distance around 9 kilometers to the north of Kudus City. The local people believe that the water of Rejenu Springs has different taste and efficacy. The first taste is a little bit sour. This water spring is believed to be able to treat many kinds of diseases. The second spring has water with soda flavor. The water of the second springs is believed to be able to enhance confidence for the visitors who drink it, while the third one has the stinging taste like liqueur. It is believed to facilitate good fortune. But if the three tastes of the water are mixed, it produces fresh water. According to the story, the different taste of the water symbolizes the sense of life that is experienced by humans. There is revenge, and there is good, and so forth. Listener, the access to Rejenu is quite far and difficult. To go to the location, you must take a walk or ride a bicycle. Along the trip, you will find winding and uphill road. Beautiful scenery and cool air will add different sensation. Listener, although the location of Rejenu is at forest and on the slope of Mount Muria, which does not have electricity, visitors still can enjoy various facilities. Take for example, there are some restaurants that open for 24 hours, restroom, little mosque, and lodging. There is also camping ground around the tourism object. Well, listener, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Putri Safira Dalla. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa. Thank you for still being with us at Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please send your email to voi@voinews.id. Listeners, now let's listen to our segment, Miscellany.
Miscellany. Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, with Ms. Eleni. In this edition, I will present information about finding diphtheria, a tool for diagnosing diphtheria made by Indonesian students. Stay tuned. Some students from the University of Indonesia made an impressive international achievement. the UE student team dispatched to the United States successfully won the gold medal at the International Genetically Engineering Machine IGEM competition 2018, the largest genetic engineering competition in the world. This competition was followed by 321 teams from more than 100 countries. In this competition, participants had the opportunity to design and make biological systems to be operated into living cells. They were also required to be able to promote and apply their biological design systems to the benefit of society. In this 2018 IGEM competition, the University of Indonesia was represented by a team consisting of a combination of medical, public health, and engineering faculty students. The research project they made was called Finding Diphtheria, a diagnostic tool for diphtheria using recombinant bacteria, which is expected to be easier, faster, and cheaper to treat the diagnosis of diphtheria in Indonesia. According to Valdi Japranata, as a chairman of the University of Indonesia team, this research project aims to realize an affordable and safe diagnostic tool for diphtheria in Indonesia. This is because the mortality rate from diphtheria is quite high in developing countries such as Indonesia. Lack of early detection, slow treatment, and lack of awareness about diphtheria and vaccination make diphtheria continue to circulate in Indonesian society. Therefore, Finding Diphtheria is not only focused on developing the technology, but also educating the community. Well, listener, that was today's edition of Miscellany featuring Finding Diphtheria, a tool for diagnosing diphtheria by Indonesian students. We will meet again in the next edition with other interesting topic. Sampai jumpa!
Meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener of Radio World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back with me Putri in Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we will introduce you Lucy Rahmawati. To initiate our segment, let's listen to a song entitled Selamanya Padamu. Stay with us at www.voinews.id or frequency 3325 kHz. Setia.
singkap tirai jiwa yang telah lama terluka dan merubah arah. Pasti mataku seribu penyesalan, tiada guna kini kau beri kepastian untuk kembali.
Listener, you've just listened to the first song entitled Selamanya Padamu, sung by Lucy Rahmawati. Selamanya Padamu was one of Lucy's singles in 2005. The song tells about someone who falls in love and hopes the beauty of love still exists forever. Listener, earlier, Lucy joined in AB3. In 2001, she decided to resign from AB3. She released some solo albums, Lucy in 2001, Dua Warna in 2004, Sexy in 2007, and Aku Ini Punya Siapa in 2009. Listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Saat Kau Jauh.
Oh,
Listener, you are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in the segment Music Corner, which is discussing about Lucy Rahmawati. The song entitled Saat Kau Jauh tells about someone who misses her lover. She hopes her lover will come and release her homesickness. This is a pop song with a little bit jazz touching. Besides having singing talent, this woman who is staying in Australia now also played in a cinema entitled Gadis Penakluk. Well, listener, that was our segment, Music Corner for today, featuring Lucy Rahmawati. To conclude our segment, let's listen to the following two songs entitled Tak Terganti and Demi Cinta. I'm Budi Safira Adela, thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Kagumanku ketulusanmu, walau Voice of Indonesia.
VOR. Today's sound.
Selalu hadir di sini menjaga cinta yang selalu kau tanam tuk akhiri beribu tanya dalam hatiku begitu kejamnya waktu
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast on shortwave on frequencies of 3325 kilohertz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.